Cause everybody has a poison heart. A poison heart. A poison heart. A poison heart. Yeah. You know that love really takes its toll, and a poet's gut reaction is to sit his very soul.
How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
WMFO in Medford. And I'll give you a rundown of that Ramones block later on in the show. But that there was The Emperor's New Sound by Arthur Nason. And here he is right here, Arthur Nason. How's it going, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And The Emperor's New Sound sounds really cool.
Thank you.
Is The Emperor's New Sound, is that a sound that only the Emperor hears and nobody else hears it?
That's exactly how it's heard. It's heard in accounting offices. That's the only place it's heard. Nobody else hears it. I don't know why.
It's a good title. Good track.
Thank you.
And that's the name of the whole album, if you want to go find it.
Go find it. Spotify, Apple Music, any place that streams music or steals music or whatever people
right.
do. Yeah, go have some fun and listen to that one if you like.
Really cool. And Arthur Nason, so you're a local guy. You've been putting out how many albums, he said?
This is my 10th and 11th release that will be coming up. It's a full-length album. Is the that'll come out on the 31st of August. Bunch of singles will be released ahead of time. Two of them have just come out. So that's something we hope to get to today. And then there is a 3-song EP that will come out in the middle of September that is a different kind of thing. It's more, I've threatened for years to make a heavy guitar record. Mm-hmm. I wanted just big guitars, big drums, that kind of thing.
Love it.
And was really, you know, kind of looking for what would a modern kind of T-Rex, Bowie kind of thing sound like today. But with overboard kind of just I don't know, just layers of guitars on it. Just you know, varying things. So I'd put different, like, distortions on different guitars, and I'd layer up tracks and try to, you know, do a Phil Spector kind of thing with guitars.
Right.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Do you do all the instruments on your albums?
I used to. Now my son plays drums, and my other son sometimes plays some rhythm guitar and percussion. My other son also has played keyboards on some of these things.
It's like the Partridge Family.
Exactly. That's what we were shooting for. The Manson Family maybe a little more, but anyway.
Manson Family meets Partridge Family.
Exactly. So, no, it's just something they did. It just happened. It was really strange when my oldest son, who's huge at this point, he's a big kid, when he was like 5 years old, he went up to a drum set, and he couldn't reach the pedals.
Right.
He was standing up at the drum kit, trying to reach and hitting the kick, and he was playing. And he's sitting there, and he's playing, and he's keeping a rhythm going at 5 years old.
Amazing.
And I'm like, hey, what were you doing? He's like, oh, just playing. He's like, would you do that again?
Yeah, do you realize what you're doing?
and of course, he replicates it, and before you know it, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just in my dad's band. That's what it is. It's like, I had no idea there was a band. And so that's kind of a funny thing. Colin, as well, my younger son, is doing these things where he started out wanting to do the weirder stuff.
Uh-huh.
He really got into the experimental aspect of it, and he wanted to hear. He would like sometimes say, "Hey, what would it be like if we took, you know, your guitar and played it with like chopsticks and ran it through a backwards kind of reverb loop or something?"
Cool.
You know, like that. And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to do that too." You know,
this sounds like getting you excited about it.
It's a DNA thing, I suppose.
Yeah.
But that's my backing band now. They play live. We do it. They play bass and drums, but they're switching out into other instruments. They're playing both playing guitar and keyboards and all that, and they've got their own project.
And I've seen that. I saw you at PA's,
right?
Yeah, right. So those were your sons.
Those were my sons. Yep. That's who they are.
Pretty cool.
It is. It's really a lot of fun. It's really amazing.
So you want to play some of these new tracks? Yeah.
I really want to play some of these new tracks. The new album's called Whack Mythology. And I came up with the title long after everything was finished. So it wasn't like I was sitting there trying to tie everything together like a concept album or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what I kept noticing was that in the songs, all kinds of different mythology, whether it's personal or something previous that gets inflicted on us in society or whatever, really informs a lot of our behavior and thoughts, and usually in incredibly destructive and stupid ways. And so I think, well, that's something to write about. And the first song that we're going to hear is called Superman, and I took on the concept of Friedrich Nietzsche's Superman and what that meant, and then I tried to bring it into the whole concept of people not taking any kind of responsibility and looking toward God to do something. So, you know, his idea of it, and it's done in a humorous way. Like the chorus is, in the sky we search for Superman, though we've never seen him there. You know, and so it's not about trying to hit somebody over the head with anything more than something that's hopefully thoughtful and fun and entertaining.
Right on.
Yeah.
So this is going to be on...
This is the first of this one being played on the radio. It got premiered in Pop Matters magazine like a week ago, and there's a bunch of different premieres that are coming up for all these varying singles. There'll be five singles released from the album.
Okay.
And one from this. So that stuff will be, we're pitching to all kinds of people coming up in this week and
next
week.
You have a name for the album?
The album is going to be called Whack Mythology.
Whack Mythology.
And the...
W-H-A-C-K. H. ACK.
And the EP is going to be called Basement Glitter.
Uh-huh.
Basement Glitter with a G?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Thanks.
Well, why don't we hear Superman, huh?
Terrific.
All right. New stuff from Arthur Nason on 91.5 WMFO.
Walk to the
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And that's brand new stuff from Arthur Nason. Superman. He's here with me, Arthur.
Hello, hello.
Hello. I'm just trying to get my...
I'm trying to get it together, too.
Here we go.
I
need a music bed to get my mind together sometimes.
That helps.
Anyways, Arthur Nason. So that's... Brand new album, Whack Mythology.
I'm thrilled about it. I think it's good. It's being really well received. There was premieres magazines are looking at. We're doing all kinds of hip stuff with it. And I like the way it sounds. I hope you like it too.
I do.
You can go to Spotify and Apple and hear tons of stuff. This is my 10th release between albums and EPs. Most of them have been albums. There's been a couple of EPs over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is from the new album, Whack Mythology, which is not out yet, but the singles are being released.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and hear them. And then there's an EP, a 3-song EP that'll follow that with all kinds of big nasty guitars.
It's all good stuff.
I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it. I think that's a real big thrill here about that. I feel good about the music. So.
Well, let's hear another one off of it.
We're going to hear Ice Queen.
What's this all about? Ice Queen.
Oh, I'm haunted by so many things in this life. But one of them was I woke up in the middle of the night and this song was blaring through my head. And I just stopped for a moment, you know, somewhere between sleep and wake, and I'm hearing it, and I'm hearing it, and I'm memorizing it as I go.
Right.
I know what it is. I look over at the clock, you know, the digital read, it's 4:00 in the morning. I get up, I go over to the piano, and I very, very quietly block out what's the sound, what's the chords, all of this other stuff. And I grab a piece of paper out of a printer and just start writing down the lyrics and everything. And that was a gift. It just came from...
You know what? Sometimes things come to me and I never write it down. I have to do that. That's... Yeah.
Even if you make little notes, even if you... You know, anything. It just... You know, and I mean, there's other things that I added to it that I finished the song, but the overwhelming majority of the song just came into some... kind of comical sort of dream.
For it wasn't, the Ice Queen.
Yeah, and for some reason this thing was going through my head. So you get to wander through my subconscious at this point, I guess.
Okay, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, track 2. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da-boo. I think it's this one here. Yep. New Arthur Nason on 91.5 MFO, Ice Queen. And it's not going. There we go.
The gift of empathy.
all discombobbled talking to Arthur here.
Oh, we got cars in the background, too. That sounds like a goat, dude, a GTO. That's what that is, right?
It's the drive-in.
Is it?
Yeah, it's drive-in Saturday. No. 91.5 WMFO. I don't know. It reminds me of, like, being in the middle of a demolition derby or something.
Sure.
That stuff.
Most of my life is like that.
I love the Ice Queen.
Thank you.
From
Thank
Whack
you.
Mythology.
That just came out. That came out yesterday. So that's how fresh this stuff is. And this is going to press and all of that stuff in the next couple of weeks. And we'll see who jumps on that one and have some laughs. But so far, people really like it. So I'm not doing shows just right now. Thank you very much. Thanks. I'm not really working on shows at the moment. I don't have an agent. And I'm finding that it's easier to do the press end and to do... you know, the internet stuff.
Whatever's working for you,
yeah,
Arthur.
I mean, you're
producing some great stuff here.
Thank
so
you.
Keep up the great work.
I'll play the IPO festival in November.
Okay.
So I don't know where that's going to be.
That's where I saw you last time, IPO, right.
Are you guys going to play that?
I haven't heard anything. Who would I contact, David?
I'll help you with that. I'll send a message across. Or if you want, I'll just give you the guy's info. And they're looking for people. So
they're looking for people.
I imagine they are. Yeah. I mean.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I can't speak for him, but definitely I'll get it across. You know, and you can speak with him about what's going
for
on.
For people that don't know me or just tuning into the show for the first time, I know Arthur is talking about my being the Thigh Scrapers, and
when are we going to hear one of those?
Well,
how about now? Oh, now's a good time.
No. We got to hear one more of yours, and we'll I'll play something a little later off.
All right.
Off our
All
new
right.
EP.
Okay.
But
where are you guys playing next? Wait a minute. What's going on with that before we?
Well, we just played last night at Tavern at the End of the World. There's like three different things we're contemplating. Okay. I know we'll do the Rat Beach Party, which is
the
first week in September down in Nantasket Beach.
Wonderful.
The C-Note. That may be our next one. I'd like to do something in between, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Anything closer to the city, you think?
I'm sure we will.
Because that's most of what I've caught you guys live at, like Club Bohemia.
There's another Club Bohemia one we're looking at. I was just talking to Anthony. We're probably going to play Club Bohemia with Anthony and with Fire King.
That makes a lot of sense.
And
that place has got to ramp it up, I think, because all these clubs are closing and there's really a big space for them to take over.
Sure.
And the lights in there are really great.
Yeah, people just got to go out, support your local bands.
And here's some great stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we're going to play the Thigh Scrapers next. Then we're going to play one. Is that how it's going to go?
No. We're going to play another Arthur Nason and... then probably some Stooges, and I'll think about if I'm going to play a Thigh Scraper EP song.
You're going to play Thigh Scraper.
I want to hear Thigh Scraper. That's two against one. I mean, you can't really argue with that.
Eventually we will.
All right.
And Arthur, you're going to come back in September, September 1st. We'll spend some more time with you and give you kind of like the whole deal that Anthony just got. Something live.
Wonderful.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be your choice if you want to bring
your
band in or if you want to just do acoustic like Anthony did.
Could we fit an orchestra in here? I mean, like a small orchestra.
I think it
40,
could.
50 people.
Sure.
Or something. Do you have
chairs
or we can,
if it's too big, they can sing from the street and we'll open the windows.
Oh.
But I want like horns, violins, the whole thing. You know, and maybe if they sat like on top of each other, we could stack them up. I think they'd fit
on each other's shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fine. That would work. I think it's a good idea.
I like it.
All right. I'll call the BSO tomorrow. I'll see if those guys have time. And you know, they're really cheap. I mean, I could get them in here $3-4 a piece. That's something like that. So it's not a big deal.
Hook us up.
Yeah, I will. I totally will.
Well, Arthur Nason, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your new tracks with
us. Thank you so much for playing them. I really appreciate it, and I hope people enjoyed them.
And we'll hear a lot more from you in a couple months. September 1st.
That's right. September 1st.
Arthur Nason will be back on the show.
Yes. What it is, probably an orchestra. I'm not really sure.
We'll be ready for it, whatever you bring. And we got a Boston Groupie News report put together. That will be probably 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
And Arthur, thank you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Great to see you both.
Right on. This one's What album is All Dressed in Plastic from?
West Cambridge Cowboys.
Where did I find that name?
Where did I find
that? What's that all about, West Cambridge Cowboys?
I used to wander around calling people Cambridge Cowboys. And I could easily be called a Cambridge Cowboy to some extent, you know? And I live in East Arlington, which is West... historically was West Cambridge.
Right.
And so I thought, I'm going to turn it back on myself. You know, I can't be hurling stuff like that at people all the time. And when I came up with the title, I ran it by a few people who not only live near or either Cambridge or whatever, and they're like, oh, that's good. You got to keep that. That's fine. You know, and they got a kick out of it.
It is cool.
Yeah. So
is there a title track to West Cambridge Cowboy? I mean, No,
that wasn't a song. Maybe I'll turn it into a song somewhere down the road, like a Kinky Friedman thing or something like that.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Well, Arthur, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Keep producing some great stuff, and we'll have you back in September, all right?
That's terrific. Thank you.
Arthur Nason on MFO. This one's All Dressed in Plastic. Had to come back and say Boston Groupie News Report. We'll do it in about 7 minutes because I got to play the song. I didn't realize how late it was. I was saying in 15 minutes. No. After this song, let's hear some Dumb Dumb Boys, huh? On MFO.
In Medford.
What happened to Zeke? Oh, he's dead on a Jones, man. How about Dave? OD'd on alcohol. Oh, what's Rock doing? Oh, he's living with his mother. How about James? He's gone straight.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yeah, Dum Dum Boys. Iggy and the Stooges. Earlier in the show, I had Janice called in. Thank you very much, Janice. She wanted to know what the song I played before the Ramones was. Before the Ramones and after Tony Kaczynski, I played Kaczynski. I played the Rolling Stones, Lady Jane, New York Dolls, Stranded in the Jungle, Johnny Thunders, I Can Tell. And that was Jerry Nolan and the Profilers featuring Greg Allen with Paint Me a Villain. Earlier in the show, Janice wanted to hear. And yeah, Janice was at the show last night. I wanted to thank her and a few other people. Who else was there? Michelle Meadows and Smitty.
Nice.
Ben the intern was there and his girlfriend Sam.
Good.
Thanks, guys, for coming out. It was a fun show. And I guess I didn't get to Thigh Scrapers this week.
Maybe you can close the show with it.
We don't have time for it.
Oh.
We'll see. Ramones block, I don't grow up. I don't want to grow up. Poison Heart, 7-7 is Slug, Carbona, Not Glue, Needles and Pins. Oh, I love her so. That's what we heard from them. And then, of course, Arthur Nason was here with The Emperor's New Sound, Superman, Ice Queen, All Dressed in Plastic, and... We just heard Dum Dum Boys, like I said. Oh, and because I'm a Dum Dum guy. And Marie Michelle is here to bring you the Boston Groupie News Report. And yes, what is going on in Boston Groupie News?
Tonight it's the Billy Connors Project with The Last Ones and Kid Gulliver at Club Bohemia at the Cantab. Also, Walter Sickett and the Army of Broken Toys with... The Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing. Frenchie and the Punk and Radiator King are at Once Ballroom. That is a long bill.
Yeah.
Long names. On Monday, it's the Dirty Birds, Blame It on Whitman, and Mojo Rot at the Middle East upstairs.
Mm.
On Wednesday, it's The Fighting Fish, Wired Up, and Captain Martini at Opus in Salem. And on Friday, it's the Boston Massacre 2018 with Straw Dogs, Mung, Jerry's Kids, and more to be announced at the Middle East. Big show.
Jerry's Kids. What night is that?
That's Friday, July 20th.
Whew!
And if you're on the North Shore, Koto in Salem has Kid Gulliver, OTP, the Knockups, and the Surprise Party. And there are a lot more shows listed at bostongroupienews.com. For all that and more.
For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com. Thank you, Marie. We're MFO.
It's
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, the Thigh Scrapers indeed.
I'm so glad you played that.
Off the new Thigh Scrapers EP, The Time Is Right. Before that, we heard Jerry's Kids, Wired, the Billy Connors Project with Gone Wrong. And thank you to our guest, Anthony Kaczynski.
Quite lovely.
Arthur Nathan.
Both of them.
Lovely men.
Yes.
thanks to everyone who came out to see me last night. Thank you for everyone listening today.
And, you rocked it, Brian. Great selection.
Yes, and a jam-packed day. We might need a rest next week. I don't think we have a guest, but...
Not yet.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what could happen. And we'll bring you rockin' music anyways and silly stories and banter. And stick around. Okay. Vin Magazine, he's coming up. And we're MFO. Until next time.
See ya!